It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, the Republican Party is coming home tonight for its fourth primary debate. According to most accounts, the party was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin in 1854. We'll check out that history.
First, a federal appeals court ruled yesterday that President Obama overstepped his legal bounds with his executive order meant to protect 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation.
The ruling is a blow to the president in his efforts to fulfill promises to institute meaningful immigration reforms. Today, the U.S. Department of Justice announced they'll appeal that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Joining us to talk about the president's immigration reform plan and the court battle surrounding it is Alan Gomez. He's an immigration reporter at USA Today. Alan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So why did the federal appeals court say they were blocking the president's executive action on immigration?
Two things. One of them is a bit procedural. They're saying that the administration did not go through the proper period of public comment that it needed to do to institute such a massive rule. But the bigger issue, and I think the one that we're going to hear a lot about as this thing makes its way up to the Supreme Court, is the basic question whether the president has the authority without any congressional approval to institute a plan this big to protect that many undocumented immigrants. And that's where the judges ruled that he had overstepped his bounds and that in order to do that, he needed some sort of congressional approval. So that's why they maintained a block on this program, and it'll stay there until and if the Supreme Court decides to take up the case.
Sounds like one of the sticking points here is the use of prosecutorial discretion in this case. Now, what has the president had to say about how he was using it?
Exactly, and that's exactly what it comes down to. Basically, the president is given a certain amount of money from Congress to carry out the nation's deportations. Usually that comes out to about $400,000 a year, and the president has absolutely been doing that every year that he's been in office. What he is arguing and what the administration has been trying to do since he took office is focus more of those deportations on undocumented immigrants who have a extensive criminal record, who pose a threat to national security, who are members of gangs, and leave the people who are here, who are leading otherwise law-abiding lives, leave them alone. And so what the president was trying to say is, look, we make these decisions every day on who to deport and who not to, so why not create this big program to allow those people that we're not going to deport anyway to register with the federal government, get work permits, we know who they are, we know their identities, and so that's their argument, is that we're not going to deport these kind of folks anyway, so why not make it a more formalized structure? And that's what the court has ruled, is where he went a step too far.
Now, to take it sort of big picture, there's been a lot of opposition in Congress to what the GOP sees as the executive branch doing an end run around elected representatives. How has the Obama administration responded specifically to those criticisms?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it fits perfectly into this narrative of the sort of imperial presidency of Obama, if you will. They've accused him of trying to use his power too broadly on a wide variety of issues throughout his tenure. In this one, though, it's interesting because presidents have been allowed to use prosecutorial discretion for decades. Republican presidents have done it. Democratic presidents have done it. And in 2012, when President Obama created a program to protect undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children from deportation, that was fine. That was upheld by courts. More than 700,000 of those undocumented immigrants are now registered with the federal government. They have work permits. They're living here legally. And so it didn't seem to be that much of a problem then. But the fact that he scaled it up as big as he did, I think that's what drove a lot of people to really, you know, make those claims again of the imperial presidency. And that's why you saw 26 different Republican leaders in different states join this lawsuit to try to block it.
And what is the president said to give counterbalance to that idea you were talking about of the imperial presidency?
Yeah, I mean, he's just basically saying that, no, look, this is one of the fastest appeals to the Supreme Court I've seen in quite a while. If to hear them talk, they feel pretty confident that the law is absolutely on their side. They say that this Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is pretty widely regarded as being a conservative district, and I don't think anybody was caught by surprise by today's ruling. They were pretty much expecting it. So what he's saying basically is that, no, this is, I can't deport all 11 million people here, so why am I going to So why not enact a program where the people that I'm not going to deport anyway, the people who don't pose a threat, who don't pose a crime threat, just go ahead and give them peace of mind while at the same time allowing them to work legally and contributing as they already are in this country, but in a more formalized way where they're paying taxes, where they're doing everything that the rest of us do anyway.
We're talking with Alan Gomez from USA Today right now, talking about the latest ruling on the president's executive action on immigration. Also going to be finding out what's next. So before we move on to the what's next, Alan, let's talk about what this plan would do when it was first introduced. We were talking more about those details. So refresh us what the deferred action for parents of Americans would do.
Okay, what it would have done is allowed... Well, let's go back really quick to 2012 to the program for the kids. What that did is allow them to register with the federal government, and then in exchange, they ran a criminal background check on them. They checked if they were paying their taxes, things like that. And if they cleared those hurdles, then they were allowed to stay in the country for a period of 2 years without any threat of deportation and then apply for that work permit so they can legally work here. When he extended it to this deferred action for parental arrivals, is the same exact program. Allowing them to stay, extended it to 3-year periods of protection from deportation, but then expanded the pool of people that would have been eligible. And specifically, they were looking at the undocumented immigrants who had children who were either born in the U.S., so they were U.S. citizens, is the same exact program. Allowing them to stay, extended it to 3-year periods of protection from deportation, but then expanded the pool able to register with the government, stay here, work here, and unless they committed some major crime or anything like that, pretty much live without a fear of deportation.
So, and in the meantime, what happens with those 5 million undocumented workers?
Well, they keep waiting. I mean, it was when this plan was blocked earlier this year, it was just, I forget if it was a day or two before the program was about to start taking applications. People had their everything ready. They were getting ready to file. And so obviously now they've been left in this sort of limbo. And so that's where they stay. I mean, there's a lot of people, millions of people in this country who were incredibly hopeful that they were going to get this opportunity. And obviously now they're not going to be able to. So, get ahead of myself here, when we look at what's next, their wait could be a year to 2 years, because that's how long it may take for the Supreme Court, if they decide to take the case, to finally render a ruling on it.
Right, and we know as of today that the Department of Justice announced that it is going to file an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court. So does that mean, given the issue of this magnitude, that this is guaranteed to be taken up?
I mean, it's one of these issues where it seems to fit every sort of characteristic that the Supreme Court looks for in a case. There's disagreement within different circuits at the federal court level. Definitely a matter of national importance when you consider how many people are affected and that there's pretty much people in every state who fit this category. So, I mean, I think everyone just assumes that they're going to take the case. I think it would be a really big surprise if they didn't. But the important thing here is the timing. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, they heard oral arguments 4 months ago and waited until now to release the ruling. Immigration advocates are just absolutely enraged about that. That is an incredibly long period of time. The dissenting judge in this case, it was a 2-1 ruling, and even the dissenting judge made a point of that, saying that it was inexcusable that it took as long as it did to get this out. She, basically saying they slow-walked this to delay it even more. And so what that does is it puts the administration in a very, very tight bind to try to get this before the Supreme Court before its current term ends. It's a long process. You have to file with the Supreme Court. The states that sued have to be given time to respond, and that whole process takes several months. And basically, they have to finish that before the end of this year for the Supreme Court to even consider taking it. So absolute best-case scenario right now is the Supreme Court does take it on an expedited basis, and we get a ruling sometime in summer of 2016. But if they miss that window, that's it. This thing isn't being decided until after President Obama is out of office, and we're looking at a 2017 ruling. So it could be 1 to 2 years before we finally get some resolution on this.
So, Alan, just briefly as we wrap up, which scenario here do you think is the most likely?
I mean, I think this is such a big issue, and the court has been very involved on these questions of, you know, the federal government's role in immigration enforcement. We saw it several years ago when they took up the Arizona tried to pass a state law trying to enforce immigration. So I think it's a topic that they're obviously interested in and that they recognize as one of a national importance. So I think they'll take it up, after covering courts for as long as I have, I know you can never guess with judges.
Ellen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Ellen Gomez, immigration reporter at USA Today.
How long it may take for the Supreme Court, if they decide to take the case, to finally render a ruling on it.
Right, and we know as of today,